message delivered at the centenary celebration at Madras on 24 February 1973. We have assembled here on a very auspicious occasion to celebrate the birth centenary of our great master Samarth Guru Sri Ramchandra Maharaj of Fatehgarh UP. We should utilize this occasion in getting into the master and master alone, which will act as food and tonic for spiritual elevation. Remembrance should be in a way that we feel the thought of remembrance oozing out from the objects everywhere. It is the real remembrance which mortals can have. It is a play for our good. Now a new chapter opens in the web of life. The effect of our deep devotion begins to resound in a way that we feel the ultimate is remembering us. That is the justice of divinity. When you have played your part fully well, the ultimate cannot fall short in playing his part. That is only a beginning of the higher sort of spirituality. As a result of it, our senses become summarized to have their own share in the being. This is my experience. When they are summarized, they become a new force for our regeneration. Now this is another instrument for our help. When this thing is attained, we have formed a base for our further approaches. It begins to modify itself when the effect of divinity starts to percolate. The base becomes a sort of force and begins to reinforce the substance required for our elevation. When the base is formed within us, the charging with its contents is also there, affecting the entire fiber of our being. These contents are the ingredients of real life, which we can safely call life in life. The main difficulty we find is that all our actions are directed unwisely. Actions are results of thoughts, and thoughts are our own actions. Truly speaking, we give wrong suggestions to the mind. People can object to it. How do we give such suggestions? The environment creates the circumstances to have such ideas. We move in that sort of environment. The rishis of yore used to recommend people to go into the forest or the hills where the environments are natural. The place recommended was to be far from human habitation. If one goes to a high peak of a mountain, he will only find a sort of echo and not any thought. Purity starts from being, and impurities are the result of the wrong suggestions and improper utilization of the inner environment. When all these are combined, a narrowness of views is affected, and this is one of the factors for creating a sort of confusion, sometimes automatically, sometimes forced by circumstances. When all these things are accumulated, they bring different colors. This affects the lower part of mind, which gives direction to higher part of it. Now your direction is not correct, so mind itself becomes thorny. We do not create congenial vibrations because we move contrary to reality. Before the world was born, a balanced state prevailed. When the balance was disturbed, we came into existence. I do not want to elaborate the subject metaphysically. The thought for creation stirred up near about the center, and energy began to flow out. What was that? That was the first mind, pure and simple, and that has woven all our frame and structure. It brought purity with it, which is still maintained. So when we begin to give wrong suggestions, the mind, which is absolutely pure, expels them in order to maintain its eternal purity. That is the cause of thoughts. In reality, it sends out the contents which appear like a fog covering a certain surface. We call them thoughts. When we are attentive to the thoughts, their power develops. If any of you breathe the divine thoughts, mind will grasp it and will not eject them, because it is the real nature of mind, since it has come from the real artery. If a man wants to work out the problems of his life easily, he should give right suggestions to the mind. It is the condition which comes by practice and proper molding of oneself. It is very easy to remain in one's own condition, which is divine. It is the sure process for evolution. A little inclination towards the attainment of the reality will start weaving the future. There are many processes prevalent in India, and they may be correct. But what is correctness? The process which may put you in the undisturbed state, vibration should become all divine. How does it happen? When heaviness is gone, then only the thing behind the scene opens to the mind. If any of the methods brings about desired result, it is genuine, right, and natural. Out of so many methods, you have to seek one for yourself which may bring out this state. If you are really trying for that and have got a real master, the things become very easy and good deal of time and effort is saved. People can ask how to get such a master. As an answer to it, I can safely say, how can one get such a disciple who may follow what is said above? I must say, for entering into the vast ocean, swimmers and swimming both are needed. So swimming is the part of the swimmer, and to teach swimming is the part of the master. We can get such a master as can lead us to the extent of his approach if we follow him earnestly. But really speaking, such a master is required as may be able to foment us by his divine power. There are stages in the cosmic regions which we have to cross, and indeed we proceed to a certain length. Afterwards, the power of the Abhyasi fails to get at the subtle force. It is very difficult to cross it unless and until a push is given to the next step, and that is the master's work. I have come across many a person who argues with that in him which is not in himself. Some also say they have made their conscience as guru or master, but I am sure they have not made conscience as their guru, but their own ego. The conscience is described in the Shastras, is made of four things: manas, mind; chit, deeper conscience; buddhi, cognition; ahankara, ego. If all these become perfectly purified, conscience will give you only correct signals. After the purification of these things, there come the higher powers, and at the same time, purity has now begun all round. I hope people will excuse me if I add a little more in the context that incorrect way of worship will lead you to the incorrect result. We all desire for realization, but have no yearning for it. I pray that we all return to our original condition and see the difference between the earthly and the heavenly life.